Howl starts right now. My name is Emma Kiter, and you are now listening to the podcast that talks all about the Arizona Coyotes. And wow, is there so much to talk about today. This team has been the best I have ever seen them in just since I started watching them, to be honest about it. They have to be one of the most put-together teams in Coyotes history, and here is why. We have a great combination of older and younger players. They just feed off of each other. The speed on this team is incredible, and we have one of the best goalies and backup goalies in all of the NHL right now with Darcy Kemper and Antti Raanta. With all of that, it is what is making this team successful. It's a combination. Of course, any team is going to have their ups and downs, and the Coyotes did lose the three games they played in a row last week, and they just did not look too hot, but when they are on, they are a great competitor and are almost unstoppable, in my opinion. As long as they keep their energy up, that's all it takes. Two of those three games they lost recently were just really weird. The Coyotes would be up 3-0, and then they would lose the game in either overtime or in the last period. And that was not fun to watch, and it should honestly be unacceptable to the players and the coaches on this team to blow leads like that. I mean, 3-0 is a strong lead. It kind of became a pattern in these previous three games. However, they broke that pattern against the Capitals on Monday, so just a couple days ago. The Coyotes were up 3-0, once again, against the Capitals in the first period. Yeah, the Capitals, the one team with Alexander Ovechkin, TJ Oshie, and John Carlson. Big players. The team that won their first Stanley Cup in 2018, so that was just last year pretty much. We looked great, but then we started to fall apart in the second and the third, and our energy was just not up to par like it was in the other games that we lost. This allowed the Capitals to tie the game up and force it into overtime. With 3-on-3 hockey, the Capitals looked like a better team, and honestly, I thought they were going to win. And it seemed like they won for a second. They were celebrating that they won, but it's because TJ Oshie scored on Antti Raanta on the 3-on-3, but the goal was taken away because the play was offside. So luckily the Coyotes got another chance, and the overtime ended and it went into a shootout. Never would I have thought the Coyotes would beat the Capitals in a shootout. I mean, I don't want to be negative or anything, but comparing those teams with such strong players that the Capitals have and the players that we have on the Coyotes team. I mean, we have good players, obviously, but could we win against them in a shootout? I just wasn't so sure. I did not think we were going to, but we did. So neither TJ Oshie or John Carlson for the Capitals scored in the shootout, but the Coyotes looked amazing in the shootout and we won it because of it. So Nicholas Schmaltz and Connor Garland got the call to score in the shootout, and they both did and won the game 4-3. Both Schmaltz and Garland looked so calm, confident, and focused in the shootout. They didn't do anything too fancy. They just put the puck in the net, and that is exactly what we needed them to do. So that was a great game. Even though the Coyotes did not look too energetic later on, they were still able to come up with a win. The next game, which was last night, and it was the very next day after this Capitals game, so they were already like freaking out from that, I would imagine. The Coyotes faced another Stanley Cup champion team, the St. Louis Blues, that just won this year back in June. So we all knew this was going to be a very tough road trip, facing two Stanley Cup champions teams back to back. I mean, I don't know who decided that. It's just so weird how that worked out, because it's like those teams are not even close to each other. So it's like they were trying to mess with us. I don't know. But we came out again on top. That's all that matters. The Blues were ahead by 1 point for the majority of the game, but the Coyotes would keep just tying it up until it went into overtime. So that was good. It wasn't like a 3-0 difference anymore. It was like we were just catching up to them, and we forced it into overtime. Clayton Keller was actually in his hometown and looked the best I have ever seen him in this entire season. He looked confident, he scored a goal on the Blues, and got an assist during the game on a power play. So, I don't know, maybe it was because his family was there cheering him on, or just that he was in his home state. Either way, he looked good, and he needs to keep it up. Because the last games that he has played, not good at all. This game was similar to the last game against the Capitals, and it went into a shootout. And who did Coach Rick Tocchet put in for the shootout? Of course, it was Nicholas Schmaltz and Connor Garland, and it was deja vu all over again, and they both scored again to win this game against the Blues 3-2 in a shootout. Amazing. After these games, the Coyotes were the first team in history to win against the two past Stanley Cup champions consecutively on the road. That is a long statistic, but it's still pretty cool, and that is pretty amazing. The Coyotes are now in second place for the Pacific Division and have acquired 24 points. It was so amazing to watch and see these guys play. They just have to keep it up. I'm sure these big wins against big teams like this will give them confidence throughout the season. I don't know how it couldn't. The Coyotes' next game is actually away, and it's against the Minnesota Wild, who are 6-11-1 this season. The first time we played the Minnesota Wild was at home, and we did lose that game. So hopefully the Coyotes are feeling stronger, rested, and they're ready to come out and play tomorrow night. That concludes this episode of The Howl, and I look forward to talking about the Arizona Coyotes with you next week.